The following recording, Maryland 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanations. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greek used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain.
All right, I grew up on a farm in Howard County. I lived there for the first 4 years of my life. And I had, my mom was 19 and she had 3 kids. So I had 2 older brothers and I have a younger sister that's 4 years younger than me. So the boys were 3 years apart, each of us, or a year apart, the 3 of us. And then 4 years later, my sister was born. So it's 4 of us. And then we moved to another part of Howard County when I was 4. We lived there about a year and then my parents bought a house in Baltimore. My dad was a mechanic, auto mechanic. And then he worked the farm, but when he didn't want to work the farm anymore, he went into the mechanic business full time. Chevrolet cars. So, real big on them. So then we moved to Baltimore when I was 7, we moved there. And it was just a normal, we walked everywhere. You could walk anywhere. Or you could get a bus. My mother worked downtown at the Heck Company. Mm-hmm. So she would get the bus and we'd go down there on Saturdays shopping at Hecks. Called it Hecks then, it shows my age. And that was fun. But we basically just went to school, teen center, that kind of stuff. Vacations weren't real exciting because we usually just went to places like Gettysburg, which was a big trip when you lived in Baltimore. Now I'm getting ready to move that way. It's really comical. And that's where my husband now is from.
From Pennsylvania?
Gettysburg, yes. Uh-huh. Gettysburg, PA. He never toured Gettysburg till I met him, and then I made him go on tours. I said, you don't live in Gettysburg and not tour it. But I was like, bus ride, we could get on the bus and be downtown where it's Inner Harbor now, but it wasn't there years ago. Uh-huh. And like 10 minutes, you were right down there. And I was trying to think, because nothing really exciting happened other than when I went to the Baltimore Civic Center and saw Elvis Presley, which was like my highlight. I mean, do you like him?
I love him.
Oh, okay. Because it was wonderful. And it was before he got sick and the drugs took over and everything. So he looked good. And it was like probably the most, that was probably one of the most exciting things besides having 3 kids that I've ever done. Because we were real gutsy at that age. I think it was like 17. So we went down, we followed their limo from downtown Baltimore out to the airport. And I live 10 minutes from BWI Airport, so we used to hang out there.
At the airport?
Yes, that's our hangout. Saturday night didn't cost anything. And we used to go there. And I met, like, Brooks Robinson there from the Baltimore Orioles. I sat with him while he was waiting for a plane because my friends bet I wouldn't have the nerve to go up to him. And you don't bet me anything. At that age, you didn't bet me anything.